This episode of Sleepy is proudly sponsored by ButcherBox. If you've listened to Sleepy for a while, you know that I love good food, eating well, and treating my body right so that I can take on my days. Well, ButcherBox helps you do exactly that. They deliver super high quality, 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, crate-free pork, and wild-caught seafood right to your door. It's humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. They have a huge variety to choose from. They are excellent deals. They've got recipes and guides and tips included, and there's free shipping, always. Eating well is a huge factor in getting a good night's sleep, as is sometimes saving the trip to the grocery store and taking some stress out of your daily schedule. I have been loving these deliveries for those reasons. Been cooking up their steak tips with eggs in the morning, with butter and scallions and soy sauce, and I also made a delicious brine chicken roast with lemon parsley gravy. So good. The prices for this kind of quality and convenience is really impressive. ButcherBox has made me very happy. So sign up at butcherbox.com/sleepy and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sleepy and use code SLEEPY to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order. butcherbox.com/sleepy. Eat well, sleep well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, and you're listening to Sleepy. A podcast where I read old books to help you get to sleep, and a proud member of the Airwave Podcast Network. I've got a really lovely hour of reading for you tonight, in honor of Pride Month, some Emily Dickinson poetry, which we don't usually do on this podcast feed, but figured it was appropriate for this month, and I love reading Emily Dickinson. Before we get to tonight's show, I just want to thank all of our brand new patrons on patreon.com, where you can go and pledge a couple bucks for an ad-free version of the show. So, this week's wonderful new patrons: Alexana Padilla, Patty Shelton, Jay Benedict, Sarah Banbury, and Savannah. Thank you all so, so much for donating and being a part of making this show. It really means a lot. And for anyone who doesn't know, the names that I just read are brand new supporters of Sleepy on Patreon.com, which is a site where you can go and directly support creators of the work that you like. So if you like the Sleepy podcast, if it helps you get a better night's sleep, and you want to be a part of making it, if you want an ad-free version of the show for $2, or if you want an entirely new podcast feed of poetry that I read for $5 patrons, just go to patreon.com/sleepyradio. Thank you. And as always, the music you're hearing is by my good friend James Lepkowski, and the cover art for Sleepy is by Gracie Kanan, who just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Gracie. Well, tonight, I'm going to be reading some Emily Dickinson poetry. I've read Emily Dickinson for the poetry feed, the Patreon poetry feed, and I just figured because it's Pride Month and Emily Dickinson has become kind of an icon in the LGBTQ community, I figured I'd drop some Emily Dickinson on here for this month. I love reading anything Emily Dickinson. It's just so visual and rhythmic and gorgeous. It comes from somewhere very deep. You can tell that when you're reading it. And while Emily Dickinson, in her lifetime, did not outwardly come out as gay, queer, she has a lot of letters to a one Susan Gilbert, who was a woman in her life that she did indeed love. And through her letters, a lot of people have inferred that Susan was maybe the love of her life. And maybe she didn't feel as safe to come out back then as she would have now. And that's something that I definitely found looking back at old works in the public domain, trying to find writers who were, you know, openly queer. And anything in the public domain is before 1928 or so at this point. And it wasn't a great time to be coming out and being honest about that part of your identity back then. Her writing has become important to the queer community. So tonight, I'm going to be reading some Emily Dickinson. I think you're really going to like it. And if you want to hear more poetry like this, then you can go to patreon.com. So tonight, Emily Dickinson, just going to start in this big book that I have of hers with one poem, and then I'll ramble on and continue reading some Dickinson for the next hour. And happy Pride Month. And now is the time for you to fluff up your pillow just how you like it. Feel yourself melt into your bed. Get real comfortable. Close your eyes. And let me read to you. Nobody knows this little rose, it might a pilgrim be, did I not take it from the ways and lift it up to thee. Only a bee will miss it, only a butterfly, hastening from a far journey on its breast to lie. Only a bird will wonder, only a breeze will sigh. Ah, little rose, how easy for such as thee to die. I had a guinea golden, I lost it in the sand, and though the sum was simple and pounds were in the land, still had it such value unto my frugal eye that when I could not find it, I sat me down to sigh. I had a crimson robin who sang full many a day, but when the woods were painted, he too did fly away. Time brought me other robins, their ballads were the same. Still, for my missing troubadour, I kept the house at hame. I had a star in heaven, one Pleiad was its name, and when I was not heeding, it wandered from the same. And though the skies are crowded, and all the night ashine, I do not care about it, since none of them are mine. My story has a moral. I have a missing friend. Pleiad, his name, and Robin, and Guinea in the sand. And when this mournful ditty, accompanied with tear, shall meet the eye of traitor in country far from here, grant that repentant solemn may seize upon his mind, and he no consolation beneath the sun may find. There is a morn by men unseen, whose maids upon remoter green keep their seraphic May, and all day long with dance and game and gamble I may never name employ their holiday. Here to light measure move the feet, which walk no more the village street, nor by the wood are found. Here are the birds that sought the sun when last year's distaff idle hung and summer's brows were bound. Ne'er saw I such a wondrous scene, ne'er such a ring on such a green, nor so serene a ray, as if the stars some summer night should swing their cups of crystallite and revel till the day. Like thee to dance, like thee to sing, people upon that mystic green, I ask each new May morn. I wait thy far, fantastic bells announcing me in other dells unto the different dawn. As if I asked a common alms, and in my wandering hand a stranger pressed a kingdom, and I bewildered stand, as if I asked the Orient, had it for me a morn, and it should lift its purple dykes and shatter me with dawn. She slept beneath the tree, remembered but by me. I touched her cradle mute. She recognized the foot, put on her carmine suit, and see. The feet of people walking home with gayer sandals go, the crocus till she rises, the vassal of the snow. The lips are hallelujah, long years of practice bore, till by and by these bargemen walk singing on the shore. Pearls are the divers' farthings, extorted from the sea, pinions the seraph's wagon, pedestrian once as we. Night is the morning's canvas, larceny, legacy, death but our rapt attention to immortality. My figures fail to tell me how far the village lies, whose peasants are the angels, whose cantons dot the skies. My classics veil their faces, my faith that dark adores, which from its solemn abbeys such resurrection pours. It's all I have to bring today, this and my heart beside, this and my heart, and all the fields and all the meadows wide. Be sure you count, should I forget, someone some could tell, this and my heart, and all the bees which in the clover dwell. Morns like these we parted, noons like these she rose, fluttering first, then firmer, to her fair repose. Never did she lisp it, it was not for me. She was mute from transport, I from agony. Till the evening nearing, when the curtains drew, quick a sharper rustling, and this linnet flew. So has a daisy vanished from the fields today, so tiptoed many a slipper to paradise away. Oozed so, in crimson bubbles, day's departing tide, blooming, tripping, flowing, are ye then with God? If those I loved were lost, the crier's voice would tell me. If those I loved were found, the bells of Ghent would ring. Till those I loved repose, the daisy would impel me. Philip, when bewildered, bore his riddle in. The gentian weaves her fringes, the maple's loom is red, my departing blossoms obviate parade. A brief but patient illness, an hour to prepare, and one below this morning is where the angels are. It was a short procession, the bobolink was there. An aged bee addressed us, and then we knelt in prayer. We trust that she was willing. We ask that we may be. Summer, sister, Sarah, let us go with thee. In the name of the bee and the butterfly and of the breeze, amen. Frequently the woods are pink. Frequently are brown. Frequently the hills undress behind my native town. Oft a head is crested, I was wont to see, and as oft a cranny where it used to be, and the earth, they tell me, on its axis turned, wonderful rotation by but 12 performed. A sepal, petal, and a thorn upon a common summer's morn. A flask of dew, a bee or two, a breeze, a caper in the trees, and I'm a rose. Distrustful of the gentian, and just to turn away, the fluttering of her fringes chid my perfidy. Wary for my, I will sing and go. I shall not feel the sleet, then I shall not fear the snow. Flees so the phantom meadow before the breathless bee, so bubble brooks in deserts on ears that dying lie. Burn so the evening spires to eyes that close and go, hang so distant heaven to a hand below. We lose because we win, gamblers recollecting which toss their dice again. All these my banners be, I sow my pageantry in May. It rises train by train, then sleeps in state again. My chancel all the plain today. To lose if one can find again, to miss if one shall meet. The burglar cannot rob, then the broker cannot cheat. So build the hillocks gaily, thou little spade of mine, leaving nooks for daisy and columbine. You and I, the secret of the crocus know, let us chant it softly, there is no more snow. To him who keeps an orchid's heart, the swamps are pink with June. The morns are meeker than they were, the nuts are getting brown, the berry's cheek is plumper, the rose is out of town. The maple wears a grayer scarf, the field a scarlet gown. Lest I should be old-fashioned, I'll put a trinket on. Whether my bark went down at sea, whether she met with gales, whether to isles enchanted she bent her docile sails, by what mystic mooring she is held today, this is the errand of the eye out upon the bay. Taken from men this morning, carried by men today, met by the gods with banners who marshaled her away. One little maid from playmate, one little mind from school. There must be guests in Eden. All the rooms are full. Far as the East Eden from even, dim as the border star, courtiers quaint in kingdoms our departed are. Sleep is supposed to be by souls of sanity, the shutting of the eye. Sleep is the station grand, down on the other hand the hosts of witness stand. Morn is supposed to be by people of degree, the breaking of the day. Morning has not occurred. That shall aurora be, east of eternity, one with the banner gay, one in the red array. That is the break of day. If I should die, and you should live, and time should gurgle on, and morn should beam, and noon should burn, as it has usual done. If birds should build as early, and bees as bustling go, one might depart at option from enterprises below. 'Tis sweet to know what stocks will stand when we with daisies lie, that commerce will continue and trades as briskly fly. It makes the parting tranquil and keeps the soul serene, that gentlemen so sprightly conduct the pleasing scene. My chivalry is as tiny, a blossom or a book. The seeds of smiles are planted, which blossom in the dark. I never told the buried gold upon the hill that lies. I saw the sun, his plunder done, crouch low to guard his prize. He stood as near as stood you here. A pace had been between. Did but a snake bisect the break, my life had forfeit been. That was a wondrous booty. I hope 'twas honest gain. Those were the fairest ingots that ever kissed a spade. Whether to keep the secret, whether to reveal, whether as I ponder, kid, will sudden sail. Could a shrewd advise me, we mightn't divide. Should a shrewd betray me, Atropos decide. I never lost as much but twice, and that was in the sod. Twice have I stood a beggar before the door of God. Angels twice descending reimbursed my store. Burglar, banker, father, I am poor once more. I haven't told my garden yet, lest that should conquer me. I haven't quite strength now to break it to the bee. I will not name it in the street, for shops would stare at me, that one so shy, so ignorant, should have the faith to die. The hillsides must not know it, where I have rambled so, nor tell the loving forest the day that I shall go. Nor lisp it at the table, nor heedless by the way, hint that within the riddle one will walk today. I often pass the village when going home from school, and wondered what they did there, and why it was so still. I did not know the year then in which my call would come, earlier by the dial than the rest have gone. It's stiller than the sundown, it's cooler than the dawn. The daisies dare to come here, and birds can flutter down. So when you are tired, or perplexed, or cold, Trust the loving promise underneath the mold. Cry, it's I, take Dolly, and I will unfold. There's a word which bears a sword, can pierce an armed man. It hurls its barbed syllables and is mute again. But where it fell, the saved will tell on patriotic day. Some epauletted brother gave his breath away. Wherever runs the breathless sun, wherever roams the day, there is its noiseless onset, there is its victory. Behold the keenest marksman, the most accomplished shot. Time's sublimest target is a soul forgot. Through lane it lay, through bramble, through clearing and through wood, banditti often passed us upon the lonely road. The wolf came peering curious, the owl looked puzzled down, the serpent sat in figure, glid stealthily along. The tempest touched our garments, the lightning's poignards gleamed, fierce from the crag above us, the hungry vulture screamed. The satyr's fingers beckoned, the valley murmured, come. These were the mates, this was the road, these children fluttered home. The guest is gold and crimson, an opal guest in gray. A vermine is his doublet, his capuchin gay. He reaches town at nightfall, he stops at every door. Who looks for him at morning, I pray him to explore. The lark's pure territory, or the lapwing shore. Snowflakes. I counted till they danced so. Their slippers leaped the town, and then I took a pencil to note the rebels down. And then they grew so jolly, I did resign the prig. And 10 of my once stately toes are marshaled for a jig. Before the ice is in the pools, before the skaters go, or any cheek at nightfall is tarnished by the snow, before the fields have finished, before the Christmas tree, wonder upon wonder will arrive to me. What we touch the hems of on a summer's day, what is only walking just a bridge away. That which sings so, speaks so, when there's no one here. Will the frock I wept in answer me to wear? By such and such an offering, to Mr. So-and-so, the web of life is woven, so martyrs' albums show. Whose cheek is this? What rosy face has lost a blush today? I found her, Pleiad, in the woods, and bore her safe away. Robins in the tradition did cover such with leaves, but which the cheek and which the paw, my scrutiny deceives. When Katie walks, this simple pair accompany her side. When Katie runs unwearied, they follow on the road. When Katie kneels, their loving hands still clasp her pious knee. Ah, Katie, smile at fortune, with two so knit to thee. It did not surprise me, so I said or thought, she will stir her pinions, and the nest forgot. Traverse broader forests, build in gayer boughs, breathe an ear more modern, God's old-fashioned vows. This was but a birdling. What, and if it be, one within my bosom had departed me. This was but a story. What, and if indeed, there were just such coffin in the heart instead. When I count the seeds that are sown beneath to bloom so by and by, when I con the people laying so low to be received as high, when I believe the garden mortal shall not see, pick by faith its blossom and avoid its bee, I can spare this summer unreluctantly. Bless God, he went as soldiers, his musket on his breast. Grant God, he charged the bravest of all the martial blessed. Please God, might I behold him, an appulated white. I should not fear the foe then, I should not fear the fight. If I should cease to bring a rose upon a festal day, 'twill be because beyond the rose I have been called away. If I should cease to take the names my buds commemorate, 'twill be because death's finger clasps my murmuring lip. Lathe in my flower, of which they who drink in the fadeless orchards hear the bobbling. Merely flake or petal as the eye beholds. Jupiter, my father, I perceive the rose. To venerate the simple days which lead the seasons by, needs but to remember that from you or I they may take the trifle termed mortality. To invest existence with a stately air needs but to remember that the acorn there is the egg of forest for the upper air. I've got an arrow here, loving the hand that sent it, I the dart revere. Fell, they will say, in skirmish, vanquished my soul will know, by but a simple arrow sped by an archer's bow. Who robbed the woods, the trusting woods, the unsuspecting trees, brought out their burrs and mosses his fantasy to please? He scanned their trinkets, curious. He grasped, he bore away. What would the solemn hemlock, what will the fir tree say?
Awake ye, muses nine, sing me a strain divine. Unwind the solemn twine, then tie my valentine. Oh, the earth was made for lovers, for damsel and hopeless swain, for sighing and gentle whispering, and unity made of twain. All things do go according, in earth or sea or air. God hath made nothing single but thee in his world so fair. The bride, and then the bridegroom, the two, and then the one. Adam and Eve, his consort, the moon, and then the sun. The life doth prove the precept, who obey shall happy be. Who will not serve the sovereign, be hanged on fatal tree. The high do seek the lowly, the great do seek the small. None cannot find who seeketh on this terrestrial ball. The bee doth court the flower, the flower his suit receives. Then they make a merry wedding, whose guests are 100 leaves. The wind doth woo the branches they are one, and the father found demandeth the maiden for his son. The storm doth walk the seashore, humming a mournful tune. The wave with eye so pensive looketh to see the moon. Their spirits meet together, they make them solemn vows. No more he singeth mournful, her sadness she doth lose. The worm doth woo the mortal, death claims a living bride. Night unto day is married, morn into eventide. Earth is a merry damsel, and heaven a knight so true, and earth is quite coquettish, then he seemeth in vain to sue. Now to the application, to the reading of the roll, to bringing thee to justice, and marshalling thy soul. Thou art a human solo, a being cold and lone, wilt have no kind companion, thou reapest what thou hast sown. Hast never silent hours, and minutes all too long, and a deal of sad reflection, and wailing instead of song. There's Sarah and Eliza, and Emmeline so fair, and Harriet and Susan, and she with curling hair. Thine eyes are sadly blinded, but yet thou mayest see 6 true and comely maidens sitting upon the tree. Approach that tree with caution, then up it boldly climb, and seize the one thou lovest, nor care for space or time. Then bear her to the greenwood, and build for her a bower, and give her what she asketh, jewel or bird or flower. And bring the fife and the trumpet, and beat upon the drum, and bid the world good morrow, and go to glory home. Sic transit gloria mundi, how doth the busy bee? Dum vivamus, vivamus, I stay mine enemy. O vini vidi vici, O caput, capapai, and O memento mori, when I am far from thee. Hurrah for Peter Parley, hurrah for Daniel Boone, 3 cheers, sir, for the gentleman who first observed the moon. Peter put up the sunshine, Patty arranged the stars. Tell Luna tea is waiting, and call your brother Mars. Put down the apple, Adam, and come away with me. So shalt thou have a pippin from off my father's tree. I climb the hill of science, I view the landscape o'er. Such transcendental prospect I ne'er beheld before. Unto the legislature, my country bids me go. I'll take my India rubbers, in case the wind should blow. During my education, it was announced to me that gravitation stumbling fell from an apple tree. The earth upon its axis was once supposed to turn, by way of a gymnastic, in honor to the sun. It was the brave Columbus, the sailing o'er the tide, who notified the nations of where I would reside. Mortality is fatal, gentility is fine, rascality heroic, insolvency sublime. Our fathers, being weary, laid down on Bunker Hill, and though full many a morning, yet they are sleeping still. The trumpet, sir, shall wake them. In streams I see them rise, each with a solemn musket, a marching to the skies. A coward will remain, sir, until the fight is done. But an immortal hero will take his hat and run. Goodbye, sir. I am going. My country calleth me. Allow me, sir, at parting, to wipe my weeping e. In token of our friendship, accept this bonny doon. And when the hand that plucked it hath passed beyond the moon, the memory of my ashes will consolation be. And farewell, Tuscarora, and farewell, sir, to thee. On this wondrous sea, sailing silently, ho, pilot, ho, knowest thou the shore, where no breakers roar, where the storm is o'er? In the silent west, many the sails at rest, the anchors fast. Thither I pilot thee. Land ho, eternity. Ashore at last. I have a bird in spring, which for myself doth sing. The spring decoys. And as the summer nears, and as the rose appears, Robin is gone. Yet do I not repine, knowing that bird of mine, though flown, learneth beyond the sea, melody new for me, and will return. Fast in a safer hand, held in a truer land, are mine. And though they now depart, tell I my doubting heart, they're thine. In a serener bright, in a more golden light, I see each little doubt and fear, each little discord here removed. Then will I not repine, knowing that bird of mine, though flown, shall in a distant tree, bright melody for me return. One sister have I in the house, and one a hedge away. There's only one recorded, but both belong to me. One came the road that I came, and wore my last year's gown. The other, as a bird, her nest, builded our hearts among. She did not sing as we did, it was a different tune. Herself to her a music, as bumblebee of June. Today is far from childhood, but up and down the hills, I held her hand the tighter, which shortened all the miles. And still her hum, the years among, deceased the butterfly, and in her eye, the violets lie, moulder this many may. I split the dew, but took the morn. I chose this single star. From out the wide night's numbers, Sue, forevermore. Adrift, a little boat adrift, and night is coming down. Will no one guide a little boat unto the nearest town? So sailors say, on yesterday, just as the dusk was brown, one little boat gave up its strife and gurgled down and down. So angels say, on yesterday, just as the dawn was red, one little boat or spent with gales, retrimmed its mast, redecked its sails, and shot exultant on. Summer for thee, grant I may be, when summer days are flown. Thy music still, then whippoorwill and oriole are done. For thee to bloom, I'll skip the tomb and row my blossoms o'er. Pray, gather me, anemone, thy flower forevermore. When roses cease to bloom, sir, and violets are done, when bumblebees in solemn flight have passed beyond the sun, the hand that paused together upon this summer's day will idle lie in Auburn, then take my flowers, pray. If recollecting were forgetting, then I remember not. And if forgetting, recollecting, how near I had forgot. And if to miss were merry, and to mourn were gay, how very blithe the fingers that gather this today. Garlands for queens, maybe, laurels for a rare degree, of soul or sword. Ah, but remembering me, ah, but remembering thee. Nature and chivalry, nature and charity, nature and equity, the rose ordained. Nobody knows this little rose. It might a pilgrim be. Did I not take it from the ways and lift it up to thee? Only a bee will miss it, only a butterfly, hastening from far journey on its breast to lie. Only a bird will wonder, only a breeze will sigh. Ah, little rose, how easy for such as thee to die. I had a guinea golden, I lost it in the sand. And though the sum was simple, and pounds were in the land, still had it such a value unto my frugal eye, but when I could not find it, I sat me down to sigh. I had a crimson robin who sang full many a day, but when the woods were painted, he too did fly away. Time brought me other robins, their ballads were the same. Still for my missing troubadour, I kept the house at hame. I had a star in heaven, one Pleiad was its name. And when I was not eating, it wandered from the same. And though the skies are crowded, and all the night is shine, I do not care about it, since none of them are mine. My story has a moral. I have a missing friend. Pleiad, its name, and robin, and guinea in the sand. And when this mournful ditty, accompanied with tear, shall meet the eye of traitor in country far from here, grant that repentance solemn may seize upon his mind, and he no consolation beneath the sun may find. There is a morn by men unseen, whose maids upon remoter green keep their seraphic May, and all day long with dance and game, and gamble I may never name, employ their holiday. Here to light measure, move the feet, which walk no more the village street, nor nor by the wood are found. Here are the birds that sought the sun, and last year's distaff idle hung, and summer's brows were bound. Ne'er saw I such a wondrous scene, ne'er such a rain and such a green, nor so serene array, as if the stars some summer night, as if the stars some summer night, should swing their cups of chrysolite, and revel till the day. Like thee to dance, like thee to sing, people upon that mystic green, I ask each new May morn. I wait thy far, fantastic bells, announcing me in other dells, unto the different dawn. As if I asked a common alm, and in my wandering hand, a stranger oppressed a kingdom, and I bewildered stand, as if I asked the Orient, had it for me a morn, and it should lift its purple dykes and shatter me with dawn. Frequently the woods are pink, frequently are brown, frequently the hills undress behind my native town. Oft a head is crested, I was wont to see, and as oft a cranny where it used to be. And the earth, they tell me, on its axis turn, wonderful rotation, by but 12 perform. A sepal, petal, and a thorn, upon a common summer's morn. A flask of dew, a bee or two, a breeze, a caper in the trees, and I'm a rose. Distrustful of the gentian, and just to turn away, the fluttering of her fringes chid my perfidy, wary for my. I will sing and go. I shall not feel the sleet, then I shall not fear the snow. Flees so the phantom meadow before the breathless bee, so bubble brooks and deserts on ears that dying lie. Burn so the evening spires to eyes that closing go. Hang so distant heaven to a hand below. We lose because we win. Gamblers, recollecting which, toss their dice again. All these my banners be. I sow my pageantry in May. Arises train by train, then sleeps in state again. My chancel, all the plain today. To lose, if one can find again. To miss, if one shall meet. The burglar cannot rob, then the broker cannot cheat. So build the hillocks gaily, thy little spade of mine, leaving nooks for Daisy and for Columbine. You and I the secret of the crocus know. Let us chant it softly. There is no more snow. To him who keeps an orchis heart, the swamps are pink with June. The morns are meeker than they were. The nuts are getting brown. The berry's cheeks is plumper. The rose is out of town. The maple wears a gayer scar, the field a scarlet gown. Lest I should be old-fashioned, I'll put a trinket on. Whether my bark went down at sea, whether she met with gales, whether to isles enchanted she bent her docile sails. By what mystic mooring she is held today, this is the errand of the eye out upon the bay. Taken from men this morning, carried by men today, met by the gods with banners, who marshaled her away. One little maid from playmates, one little mind from school. There must be guests in Eden, all the rooms are full. Far as the east from even, dim as the border star, courtiers quaint and kingdoms our departed are. Sleep is supposed to be, by souls of sanity, the shutting of the eye. Sleep is the station grand, down, one on either hand, the hosts of witness stand. Morn is supposed to be, by people of degree, the breaking of the day. Morning has not occurred. That shall Aurora be, east of eternity, one with the banner gay, one in the red array. That is the break of day. If I should die, and you should live, and time should gurgle on, and morn should beam, and noon should burn, as it has usual done. If birds should build as early, and bees as bustling go, one might depart at option for enterprise below. 'Tis sweet to know that stocks will stand when we with daisies lie, that commerce will continue and trades as briskly fly. It makes the parting tranquil and keeps the soul serene, that gentlemen so sprightly conduct the pleasing scene. By chivalries as tiny, a blossom or a book, the seeds of smiles are planted, which blossom in the dark. I never told the buried goal upon the hill that lies. I saw the sun, his plunder done, crouch low to guard his prize. He stood as near as stood you here, a pace had been between. Did but a snake bisect the brae, my life had forfeit been. Thou's a wondrous booty, I hope 'twas honest gain. Those were the fairest ingots that ever kissed the spade. Whether to keep the secret, whether to reveal, whether, as I ponder, kid will sudden sail. Could a shrewd advise me, we might even divide. Should a shrewd betray me, Atropos decide. I never lost as much but twice, and that was in the sod. Twice have I stood a beggar before the door of God. Angels, twice descending, reimbursed my store. Burglar, banker, father, I am poor once more. I haven't told my garden yet, lest that should conquer me. I haven't quite the strength now to break it to the bee. I will not name it in the street. Her shots would stare at me. That one so shy, so ignorant, should have the face to die. The hillsides must not know it, where I have rambled so, nor tell the loving forests the day that I shall go. nor lispeth at the table, nor heedless by the way, hint that within the riddle one will walk away. I often passed the village when going home from school and wondered what they did there and why it was so still. I did not know the year then in which my call would come, earlier by the dial than the rest have gone. It's stiller than the sundown, it's cooler than the dawn. The daisies dare to come here, and the birds can flutter down. So when you are tired or perplexed or cold, trust the loving promise underneath the mold. Cry, it's I, take Dolly, and I will unfold. There is a word which bears a sword, can pierce an armored man. It hurls its barbed syllables and is mute again. But where it fell, the saved will tell on patriotic day. Some epauletted brother gave his breath away. Wherever runs the breathless sun, wherever roams the day, there is its noisiest onset, there is its victory. Behold the keenest marksman, the most accomplished shot. Time's sublimest target is a soul forgot. Through lane it lay, through bramble, through clearing the through wood. Venditti often passed us upon the lonely road. The wolf came peering curious, the owl looked puzzled down. The serpent's satin figure glid stealthily along. The tempest touched our garments, the lighting poignards gleamed. Fierce from the crag above us, the hungry vulture screamed. The satyr's fingers beckoned, the valley murmured, come. These were the mates, this was the road. These children fluttered home. The guest is gold and crimson, an opal guest in gray. Of ermine is his doublet, his capuchin gay. He reaches town at nightfall, he stops at every door. Who looks for him at morning? I pray him to explore the lark's pure territory or the lapwing shore. Snowflakes. I count in till they dance so, their slippers leap the town. And then I took a pencil to note the rebels down. And then they grew so jolly, I did resign the prey. And 10 of my once stately toes are marshaled for a jig. Before the ice is in the pools, before the skaters go, or any check at nightfall is tarnished by the snow. Before the fields have finished, before the Christmas tree, wonder upon wonder will arrive to me. What we touch the hems of on a summer's day, what is only walking just a bridge away. That which sings so, speaks so, when there's no one there, will the frock I wept in answer me to wear? By such and such an offering, to Mr. So-and-so, the web of life is woven, so martyrs' albums show. thank you for listening to Sleepy. Good night.